Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Eddie.
Oh, that's debatable.
Well, regardless of that, we do have somebody else in the studio, which is a major miracle at times.
And she's going to talk.
Yes, and she's going to talk about the DAV.
Introduce her.
Oh, yeah. Where's my cheat sheet? There it is.
Miss Carrie Ward.
Carrie Ward. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I know. I do talk. Listen. I've been in the station all week with all of our other DAV representatives, but today's in the spotlight.
I can feel the ratings going up right now.
She even was prepared for the interview. She said she drank all of her coffee. I think we need a little bit too.
Yeah.
I think you guys need the Red Bull in the coffee.
Oh my goodness.
Red Alert.
Yeah.
Oh boy. That'll be
that's what you'd hear.
Anyway. It'll be entertainment, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'd knock people over with it. So, Carrie, what's on your mind this morning? I mean, you showed
up. Besides all that coffee.
You're all full of energy this morning. You're with the DAV. You got to have something important on your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. As you stated, I'm with the Disabled American Veterans. We have our flight team here this week. We'd love to come to Oshkosh. Today is our special Salute to Veterans Day, so we're stoked to be here. So much so that we do have a special Veterans Parade today. We are gathering right over in Warbird Alley. Around 1:30, if you want to be early, 1 o'clock, but 1:30, we should be taking off around 2, and we will be concluding over at the stage. Now, today, I know we've heard a little bit about what's going on today, but after that, we do have the Old Glory Honor Flight, which should be landing right around 6:20. We have a short program after that, and at 7:30, we have Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Which they're out here on the main stage.
They are out here on the main stage in Boeing Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Me with too. Your zoot suit?
I left that at home. Actually, it shrank.
It's in the cleaners.
It's more like a suit.
Well, it's something.
Yeah.
You know, for you, they should make it out of spandex so it'll stretch
to fit.
Yeah,
but then the stripes don't stay straight anymore. There's a mental image you didn't need this early in the morning.
Yep, EAA Radio, bringing you the best.
Yeah.
Awesome, I love it. So yeah, we're really excited to come out here, spend some time with EAA Warbirds. We have Panchito over in the Warbird area this morning. She is going to fly in the show this afternoon.
And then do you get to ride along?
Not today. Aww. Not today, I'm running around today. But we do have our national commander here and his family, his wife and his son. His son got to fly this morning, and
nice.
He just was super excited. He's never done anything like it.
He didn't need the coffee, did he?
No.
So
he was
excited.
Up earlier than I was, too,
yeah,
for that.
I believe
so,
it.
No coffee necessary. But the national commander may be working as our spotter today in the B-25, so we're hoping we'll be able to give him that experience as well.
Very cool. Very cool.
Minute. As a spotter in the airplane, what is he spotting?
Watching birds.
Oh, there you go.
The B-1RDs.
The B-1
yep.
And the GU-11s.
Yep. Do you remember the ballast thing? Do you need ballast? We're available.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
so is the producer.
Forgot to tell Larry Kelly about that.
Yeah, you know, weight and balance is important.
Yeah.
Need some ballast in the back?
Hey, I'll throw it out there, but I'm not responsible for what happens.
Well, at least you tried.
That's when they announced the simulated bomb drop.
Yeah. We need ballast to drop
Just
out.
Just stand right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, you'll feel a jolt.
Yeah. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just tuck and roll. Tuck and roll.
Yeah, tuck and roll. That's it.
Just make sure your pockets, there's nothing in your pockets.
Yeah,
either.
Please remove all loose items and glasses.
Yep.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Back to subject.
Back to subject. So you can, if you do need some information about DAV, Disabled American Veterans, we do have two locations this morning. We do have some representatives. Some of our local chapter is going to be over by Panchito over in the Warbird area. We also had fun this morning moving our display over to the stage, the Boeing Plaza stage. So we have some representatives available over there. Again, after the air show, Panchito will be recovering in Boeing Square. So getting everything all set up for tonight's concert. Again, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Oh, I can't wait. I love Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
I do, too. Go, Daddy-o.
Yeah, exactly. the something of the D-Cart line. Now, I haven't heard that in a while. I can't remember the name of that.
Did you see Swingers? Anybody see Swingers?
No.
No movie fans here.
Well, we're movie fans, but we
Vince
just...
Vaughn, The Beautiful Babies.
No. Do you have it with you?
We missed it.
We'll watch it before the concert, because I haven't seen it.
Shucks.
How about Swing Kids?
I did not see Swing Kids.
Oh, great soundtrack.
So you guys have been practicing your swing dancing, though.
Oh, my God, no.
Well, that's okay. We have probably about 20 couples that are going to be out here in period piece who are going to be swing dancing and hopefully pulling a few folks from the audience to swing dance.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to be in the back. Yeah.
I was going to say, your better bet may be to be a little bit further back unless you do want to dance.
We're easy to spot radio folk. They won't get anywhere near us.
They know better.
Anybody but him.
No. They don't let us out very often, and with good reason, too.
I don't know. I've seen you walking around a little bit. I didn't see you near Panchito, though. Not this year, not yet.
I haven't been down there yet.
My son's been up there every day.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's right behind you waving like, me.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Yep.
So we'll see you again today? Same time, same place?
Yep.
Just can we ask for a different weather today, though? I know you've got a connection with the weather gods.
You know, I thought I had a good connection until yesterday came along.
Yeah.
Were you outside and getting drowned?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was. We had our Warbird Appreciation Picnic as well, so I'm checking out the Doppler. Everything looks, it's fine. It'll just miss us.
Wrong.
It made that left turn right there, right at the airfield.
Yeah, I'm not trusting the Doppler anymore. So learned my lesson.
I understand the guys from National Weather Service are hiding, they're like pulling their hoods up this morning as they walk around the field.
I was going to say, the good thing about that yesterday was all you had to do to get ice in your drink was just hold it out.
Yeah, hold it out.
Yeah, it was hot, cold, rainy. I mean, pretty much everything yesterday.
Yeah,
welcome
Wisconsin.
To Oshkosh.
Yeah, welcome to Oshkosh there.
Now, you're from the Texas area?
No, I am not. I actually live in Orlando, Florida. So we get our regular storms right around between 2 and 4 for 10 minutes, and then it's over and done.
And then it's steamy again.
Pretty much.
Are you are you a native Floridian? Or
I am not. I'm actually from Tucson, Arizona. So, the other hot,
the dry hot.
The oven versus the sauna, pretty much is what it is.
I heard that described once as walking outside and putting on a wet comforter. It's exactly what
it feels
like.
That would be Florida, yeah. Well, in Orlando, you're away from the water, so you definitely feel it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why Florida beaches are so much fun, because you get in the water and cool off. Remember that. It's important.
Wow, and today on Mr. Science, water is cold.
That's right. Brought to you by the Disabled American Veterans.
Thank you. There we go.
Now that's okay.
So you can say anything you want as long as you promote the subject
about. The sponsor. Yep.
And just so everyone knows, this is all sponsored by... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, all sponsored by Kennel Ration and...
Yeah, so just a little bit more about DAV. DAV, I know you've heard all week, is a 1.3 million member service. All the services are free. We do invite you to stop by. We do have a glorious B-25 poster that we are asking all veterans to stop by and sign. Gives us an opportunity to say thank you for everything that all the veterans have done for us. You can also stop by, get some information about the B-25. I'm kind of wondering how many bags you have by now if you've been here all week.
Bags? I don't have any.
Not you.
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah. Give me more. Come on.
She's got a collection going. Stickers, too. We also have stickers. So.
Well, I have to say this. His girlfriend is an artist, and she's been drawing airplanes all week. You need to get her up there to do Panchito.
Some of the crew's been working on the nose art, so it'd be great to have her stop by, take a peek, maybe help out a little bit with the nose art, if Larry lets her.
Well, let's put it this way. She's already been offered to illustrate a children's book. All this from just sitting around drawing airplanes. We're like,
hey. She also made the paper, too, Air Venture Today.
That's
phenomenal
great.
Drawings.
Yeah.
I was stunned.
We'll send her up there.
Hard to see those drawings on the radio, though, huh?
We tried.
Yeah.
Here, I'll hold it up to the mic. Am I good?
I never knew what a drawing would sound like until
today. There you go.
Carrie, I hate to say this, but you bring out the worst in him.
I'm sorry.
Really.
This is normally why I'm quiet, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is normally why I sit in the corner.
You can scratch that off your bucket list now, drawing on radio.
Yeah, there we go.
Got it.
That's why they put us on the radio, because we don't have a face for television.
I always say that they took one look at me and said, lock him in a building at the far end of the airfield with no windows.
Right.
But they gave you a microphone.
Yeah, little did they know.
Excellent.
Yeah, tonight we take over the world.
Yes.
After the movie.
Right. Today, Oshkosh, tomorrow the world. Whoa, I'm sinking slowly into West here.
Hey, it's broke. Look at that.
I did it again.
Tried it up. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Luda Brothers to the rescue. Let's fix it.
I think it just died.
So I take it that Larry Kelly has Panchito all specially polished up for this event?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, for the concert, yeah, he actually started preparing for this. He sent me a few photos over the 4th of July. He had a big polishing party. Where were you guys?
Pennsylvania?
Habba-da-habba-da-habba-da.
You don't have one of the pink t-shirts, do you?
I don't have one of the pink t-shirts.
Darn.
No.
Do you know the story of the pink
t-shirts? I don't.
When they were at Reading, one of the other B-25 groups handed out blue shirts that said, "Real men don't polish their airplanes."
Oh.
So he fought back with pink shirts that said, "We polish our airplane."
I'd like to see Larry Kelly in a pink shirt, though. I don't think that's happened.
Yeah, I don't have any pictures of that.
That would be good. That's anyway. Good blackmail.
That is good blackmail. But anyways, yeah, just once again, all brought by DAV.
That's right.
DAV, you can find us at our websites. Our flight team is davflightteam.com. We have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I think we're even on Pinterest, so you can locate us anywhere there. And then we also have dav.org.
All right.
All over the internet.
We are all over the place.
That's
so what is it, like
so
Visa, anywhere you want to be?
Yeah.
MasterCard, what was it?
That's
something
it.
Like that.
Anyway, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.